House GOP members call for Omar's removal from Foreign Affairs Committee. By Jacob Bliss on June 11, 2021. A group of House Republicans led by Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, sent a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, and Representative Gregory Meeks, DNY, calling for the immediate removal of Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, from the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. The press release said that in light of recent anti-American, anti-Semitic, and bigoted statements that were made by Omar, they are calling for her immediate removal from the Foreign Affairs Committee. "We write with a profound sense of concern in light of anti-American, anti-Semitic, and bigoted statements made by our colleague, Representative Ilhan Omar, MN05, the group wrote. They continued, "Given Representative Omar's history of engaging in this type of conduct, House Democratic leadership must take immediate and meaningful action to remove her from the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, which is why the group will consider anything less to be a form of complicity." The group continued. Representative Omar's track record of hate speech precedes her days in the House, but just 1 month after being sworn in last Congress, she bizarrely used her platform to spread anti-Semitism. The Congresswoman ascribed U.S. support for Israel as all about the Benjamins, drawing bipartisan rebuke, but she unfortunately, and unsurprisingly, faced no accountable consequences from House Democratic leadership. Additionally, she has spewed violent anti-Israel rhetoric, minimalized the 9/11 attacks and some people did something, and made a mockery of American concern with Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah. These statements are all as detestable as they are dangerous, and House Democratic leadership must respond in kind. Through her history of inflammatory, anti-Semitic, and subversive rhetoric, Representative Omar has repeatedly revealed her true beliefs, which are counter to the example a member of Congress must set, they added to the letter. The group additionally said, "While we commend our Democratic colleagues, who have criticized Representative Omar for her deep-seated prejudice, her contention that these members engaged in harassment and the use of Islamophobic tropes reveals both a lack of contrition and the true nature of her character." Breitbart News previously reported Omar made remarks during a hearing she attended virtually to question Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The tweet in which Omar attached a video of her remarks said, "We must have the same level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity." The tweet continued, "We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban. Watch."